Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the 7th episode of Tech Talks, the student-led podcast that gives an inside look into the students, faculty, events, and much, much more involving the Northeast Tech community. Today, I am joined by not one, not two, but three guests from the ECI program, Electrical Controls and Instrumentation. And instead of me saying their names, I'm actually going to let them do that. So I'm going to let you guys take control, kind of tell me a little bit about yourselves. We'll just kind of go down the line one at a time and go for it.
I'm Derek Bailey. I'm from Ader High School, and I took the ECI program because it's what my dad does, so I wanted to get into it also.
I'm Jet Cox. I'm from Claremore, and I took the ECI. Well, to be honest, it's the backup class for electrical.
Yeah.
So I just got put into that and then electrical next year.
All right.
I'm Cooper Sparks. And I'm from Ader High School as well, and my dad's a part of like the industrial maintenance side, so I decided to try this out and see how it goes.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on to the podcast. It's going to be exciting. Listeners, normally you guys might know that I only bring on one guest, so it's really cool and special that I'm bringing on three, because this is something I've never done before, and because of that, they have to share a mic. So if you hear some shuffling every now and then, some people kind of leaning in, just don't mind it. They're all kind of sitting in a row with one mic in front of them. So they just gotta deal with it. I mean, we don't have anything else in our class. This is, you know, I didn't really expect for this to happen, or else I would have told my instructor to buy more mics. But all right. So first, tell us a little bit about your program, because before we started recording this podcast, I was kind of telling you guys I've never really heard much about your program. I don't know your instructor too well. I've heard of all the other programs, but never really met people from yours, and I'm guessing it's probably the same for our listeners. So if you just want to explain to us a little bit about what you do, more like program-wide, not individual, just so we have a bit of an idea going into this.
So our program's more the industrial side of electrical. We do a lot of the program and all the big instruments that run all these motors, conveyor systems. We control pretty much everything that controls a plant. We have to program, have to figure out how to wire, everything like that.
All right, cool. And so on an individual side, like, what do you guys take care of? Do you guys all do the same thing, or do you have your own little special fields? Or
Right now, while I'm on OJT, I'm more preventative maintenance, so I'm making sure that all the stuff that we use is still up to date, it's not going out, to ensure that we can get the longest life out of it.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and with me, I'm going to go ahead and try to work on the brains of the projects. I'll be trying to work on computers, working on make sure everything's working right, not tripping, and just making sure everything's programmed accordingly to what's going on.
And then I'm doing residential stuff right now in our class. He's letting us start that early to get a head start. So
cool. So we got more plant, residential. So you guys are kind of all across the board when it comes to, you know, electrical stuff.
Yeah.
And that's super cool. You know, that's something like the other electrical program that is the residential electrical program that is just pretty much residential. I haven't interviewed anyone yet, but I know that they handle like stuff like restaurants, houses, stuff like that. You guys are more big kind of industrial, say, side of things, which is cool. I've never met someone who's actually worked within that field before, so I'm not exactly sure how it's like, so I'm probably gonna let you guys kind of take the lead a lot during this podcast, because I don't have too much to comment on. So you mentioned, Derek, that you're an OJT.
Yep.
And I know that you are as well. And your name is Cooper, right?
Yep.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what you do at your jobs and kind of how it ties into tech.
So at OJT, I got hired on through Siemens Energy for an internship. They're the Shoto power plant. So pretty much what we do out there is they take gas and steam, turn it into energy to provide power for most of Shoto, help provide power for most of Shoto. And so I have to go around and make sure that everything that we control, like electrical brushes, stuff like that, I have to make sure it's all in working order, because if it quits working, then it can shut down the whole system, which will then in turn take away from the power grid. So we have to control everything from 160,000 volts all the way down to 24 volts out there. So I get a wide variety of all different stuff, all the in-betweens, everything. I've learned a lot. I mean, racking in 4160 breakers, racking them out, that's quite the experience, because we just learned about arc flash. So it's kind of cool to see how those breakers actually work, stuff like that.
Yeah, so. very cool. All right, Cooper?
Yeah, so I got an internship with the KMO, the electrical co-op, and I'm with the relay group. We're going to go from substation to substation, from like Muskogee all the way to Springfield. We're going to go in there and take care of the brains, make sure everything's working right. We have all these relay systems with all these different components to make sure they're all not old, outdated, and just working properly. So.
Okay, yeah, that sounds cool. So you'll be like traveling a lot.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be that. Sorry, stutter. Oh my God, that was terrible. That's the worst it's ever been on the show. Oh my God. That must be fun, traveling. You know, you'll get to see a lot of different things, go eat at a lot of different places, I'm guessing, which sounds very exciting. Is there anything you're looking forward to in that?
Being able to get hands-on experience and learn differently from each substation, the way they're planned out, because I'm trying to be an electrical engineer, so okay. I can plan and work on my own stuff.
All right, awesome.
Have different points of views.
Yeah, that's cool. You'll just have a lot more variety to look at. Than.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Okay, that's something great to look forward to. Jet, you said you had a summer job that you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'll probably just be wiring up houses and then maintenance stuff on houses too as well, just throughout the summer.
Do you work with any specific company? Or?
I should be getting on with Jet 5 Electrical right now.
Okay,
they're nice. In Claremore, so 10-minute drive for me.
10-minute drive?
To their shop, yeah.
Something nice and local.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that must be easy for you then.
Hopefully it will be.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you're here on the podcast, then it must be something you're good at, and so I'm very excited for you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, so now that we know a little bit about your program and kind of like what you guys do in there, I'm pretty sure we all have a pretty, you know, good perspective about what goes on within your class and outside of your class. So I want to get to know you guys a little bit more, just like kind of individually. So we can go down the line if we want to, you know, if anyone wants to go first. But I want to ask you guys some more personal related questions, starting with challenges. Everyone goes through them. It's always a big thing, you know, for a lot of different people. There's always some sort of level of obstacle you have to go through to make it somewhere great, is kind of how I see it. So I want to know if you guys have any of those obstacles. And if you don't, that's totally fine, too. Just, and I'm just kind of curious, I guess. So...
One of the biggest obstacles I'd say is trying to get your foot in the door somewhere, because even though it's a high demand, a lot of people are looking for people with experience. Well, coming out of school, you don't really have a whole lot of experience, so trying to get in the door somewhere is pretty hard. So me being able to get that internship is just an amazing step, because it'll get me my foot in the door to be able to get somewhere else, just more on a resume.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, sure, that's what I don't really know what else much to say after that, really. I mean...
You can build off of it if you want to. Or take your time.
You go, Cooper. I don't know.
Yeah, since it's such a big field, everybody's looking for someone to hire, but there's not really much... There's not that many people who know exactly what they're doing, and they just don't want to hire anybody like directly offhand to teach them how it works. So this is just a great pathway just to help us learn a little bit and get that experience, get that on a resume.
All right, yeah. Totally agree with that.
I got a little bit.
Okay.
So it's a really high risk working, because the arc flashes in a killion seconds and all that. So you definitely need experience.
Experience. Yeah.
Or at least know what you're doing.
I totally agree with that. And that's honestly the hardest part about finding any job now. It's like entry-level positions, I've noticed they're asking for like 5-10 years of experience within a field. It's like, dog, if you're going to pay me $14 an hour, you know, when I'm fresh out of high school or like out of college or anything, like I'm not going to have 10 years of experience. No one's going to want that position. You know, companies are going to have to start being a little less laxed about those sort of things when it comes to experience. Just taking on new ideas, you know, I feel like is something a lot of employers are afraid of. And in your guys' field, it makes sense, because it is, like Jet said, high risk. But it's also high reward if you find those, you know, really good candidates who are willing to take on those risks and make those steps. So that is something really great, you know, to really talk about. You guys have anything else you want to add with that, or just got to move on? All right. Well, I want to hear a little bit about your stories and how you came to the ECI program and like where you started from. I know you guys already kind of introduced that a little bit in the beginning, but I kind of want to break it down just a little bit more, just so, you know, we get to know you guys, you know, that way if people hear this around campus, you know, they have something they can ask you about or anything. So
my dad's been an instrumentation tech for almost 15 years. And so he also does some residential. So I've got to do some residential with him. Well, I originally wanted to go to the lineman program. So I took this class as like a stepping stone to get into it. Well, whenever I got in there, I kind of fell in love with it, liked doing it more. So I decided to stick with it and kind of pursue it and see where it went. Now I'm on OJT already, got my foot in the door. And so
after OJT, are you going to get hired on as a full-time?
There's a good chance, yes. It just depends kind of on how AECI, which is the company that owns the plant that we're in, it kind of depends on how they're looking at it. But yes, there's a good chance.
All right, that's awesome. That's awesome. You guys got anything else?
So my dad he's a trim carpenter, so he's all over the place, you know, in Tulsa, and he knows a lot of electricians, and I've gone and helped his buddies that are electricians, and I just always had a good time doing that.
So you kind of fell in love through that.
Yeah,
I get that.
My family's been around industrial for as long as I can remember. My dad, he recently came into a CEO position of an industrial maintenance company.
Oh, sweet.
And so I've just grown up and been around. He's been gone a lot working on plants and all that. And so I thought this route would be pretty cool. I didn't realize there was so much information about the electrical side, though. So
yeah,
it's a great opportunity, way better than what he's doing.
So the talent kind of just runs in the family for all you guys kind of thing. Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's how I kind of got my start in media a little bit, or like what sparked my interest in media. It was actually my sister. She's been doing graphic design for as long as I can remember. That was her degree in college, and that's just what she loves doing. I mean, she still does it as a hobby, like every now and then. That's not what she does now, but it's also, again, a hard field to get into. I mean, every field's kind of hard to get into nowadays. But she really sparked my love for photography and like just visual arts, and so I want to pursue it, you know, on higher plane, just because I like it. It's fun. It's cool. All right. This is a shorter episode. That is all I really had for you guys. You know, we got to know a little bit about you, a little bit about your program, which is always a great thing to hear. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about while you're here? And you're only on a podcast once.
I don't got anymore.
All right. Well, then we can just conclude there. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Thank you guys for, again, joining me on the podcast. Sorry for stealing you for such a short amount of time. But
all good.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, really, really, really cool that you guys are doing this. So if you guys ever in the future want to be a guest on the podcast, feel free to email me at nt.techtalks@gmail.com or 9:30. I'm always in the admin building. Break time, getting my chicken baskets, doing my thing. You already know. So again, that's one way to come find me. Anyone's allowed to be a guest on this podcast because everyone has a story to share. And it's always great. It's always great getting to learn about more people, getting to hear about them. So I'm going to say this again. Thank you guys so much. I know there's three of you. Thank you to your instructor for letting me steal three of your students. Yeah, well, this has been Tech Talks, and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace out.